Qual?
Hello.
Hello, so Chelsea. Chelsea Allison here. So
Yep.
yeah, all right. So I sent you the text as well on there as well. So we had a deal, right? We had a deal that I'll refund you all 1,300, and once that amount comes through to us, I'll refund the complete amount back. Okay, it was to be with you.
Which I did.
Okay,
Which I did. I sent you confirmation for both payments.
Which you sent, I received it also. I initiated the process as well, and within 2 days you were to receive the complete payment, right? But
Yep, that was
today,
the email that you sent me back.
yes. But today we got an email. Okay, today we got an email which I just screenshotted to you because they transferred the chat to me. I was already going to call you today because they told me to reach you as soon as possible. I said, okay, I'll do that, but I had many other clients on the line to talk with. So that payment, see, whenever payment gets reverted from a business account, okay, it never happens. First of all, it never happens, okay. In second option, if it ever happens, it's only when a client himself or herself calls the bank and says, hey, I've been scammed, can you revert the payment? Only then bank reverses the payment without our information. Otherwise, they are not allowed to do so as per the law. They cannot reverse any payment or something like that unless they confirm from us that whether we did it or not. But that payment got reverted. And just because it's a disputed payment, it takes 7 to 10 days. Otherwise, Zelle payment hardly, first of all, it's instant. And secondly, when it's a refund amount, it hardly takes 24 hours. But when a disputed payment goes back, it takes 7 to 10 working days because it's a case. We have to file a summary with them that we have done this thing and we haven't done this thing. I mean, and we didn't do anything wrong with the customer. Here's the summary for that. Okay, please do not dispute the payment. We'll just refund it back. So in order to do that, you got to do that payment again on the same account so I can revert the complete and you have to remove the dispute as well. Otherwise, this
Allison,
happened, it
Allison,
will be gone.
Allison, 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 Allison. You're speaking very fast, and I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me well. I've
Sure.
never had a problem. I've never had a problem with my bank through Zelle. I have never. If my payment was getting reverted, why was I not given an email as soon as that happened? If you say you got this today, I should have gotten a call today, and I would have gotten a notification from my bank because I have all my notifications on through my bank. So you're telling me that the amount that's even on here isn't even the correct amount. It should be 1,300. If you're sending me 799, that is incorrect, correct?
No,
Let
the reverted payment is
let's
the one which you did separately. The one which you did on that day got reverted. I still have your 500. Did you read my message? I said we have your 500.
You have not sent that 500, Allison.
Okay, you're still not understanding. I said the payment which you did that day, 799, that one got reverted back, not the complete one. I already have your 500. When did I say that? I don't do not have your 500. You already have your 500. The 799, the payment
Allison,
which you did.
Allison, you keep saying that you have my 500. So shouldn't that 500 be to me? Shouldn't that have been sent to my account?
Obviously, and I told you how it can be done, and it should have been with you already, the complete amount. But in this case, why did you get the payment reverted of 799 when you did it by yourself? Okay, we agreed on it. You agreed on the email. You said you're sending it. I said, okay, fine, let me go ahead.
And I did it. You got it within 30 seconds. You sure did.
Yes.
Why would I revert? Why would I revert a payment, Allison? If
That
I'm
is
asking for a
exactly
refund,
my
why would I
point.
revert?
Why would you do that when you
So you
already have?
so now you're telling me I have to call my bank to tell them to tell you to give me my money.
What? No. Why would you call your bank and then the bank will tell us to revert your money? I'm just saying that
I did not.
$7.99.
I did not call the bank is what I'm telling you. I did not call Allison. I have been respectful and I've done everything that you've asked me to do for a service that has not been met. Why would I call the bank to give you back the money?
You didn't
Why
call the bank?
would I do that? No, Allison, why would I do that? If I've been asking for a refund this entire time, why would I give the money back to you the same day? Why would I do that?
How did it reverted? It never happens like that. A payment never gets reverted like that and until it's
I have
disputed.
never. I have followed your exact directions since me and you have been in contact. So why would I revert the payment back to you? Why would I have you keep my money for something that you guys did not complete the service for?
Okay, that is strange. It shouldn't happen that way. If you're saying you didn't do it, it never happens that way. Unless, as I said, it's a very weird condition, because I was also very angry, because I told them that the client has agreed on email that she's going to read for it.
Exactly.
And she will get the complete amount back. But I didn't have the time to talk with the bank more. I told them I'll give them a call later, because I had other clients on the line as well. So they gotta,
I understand,
tell me.
You have other clients, but this is a very serious matter that I do not feel trusted, and I feel like this is making feel like a scam to me, that you're keeping my money for a service that has not been met.
See, I told you that day as well. At any point you think it's a scam, we can't do anything, ma'am. The payment is here. Okay, I provided you the email as well. I cannot just edit a bank's email. You know that, right? A bank's email is a bank's email. I cannot go in and...
I see a bank's email. But,
yeah.
Allison, what I need you to do, because you just told me that you're keeping my $500. Since I broke up my payments to you, I deserve my money back. So if you have my $500, I need you to send that $500. If you need to break it up into three separate payments to pay me, that's what it needs to be. But I've never called my bank. Never. Ever. I've been waiting patiently, as per your email, which was the 24 hours, excludes on weekends for business days. And it is now Tuesday, September 27th, and I have not received a payment, a confirmation, or a call from you or my bank. So we either need to try this again, or I will continue to call until we find this situation resolved.
See, you can call anytime you want, and you have the number as well. That's not an issue. And I told you what needs to be done. That payment got the image bad with the bank, and now it's in the disputed section. You have to make that payment again on the same account. Okay, that $1,300 will be reflected back. And those $799,
Allison,
which was reverted already,
Allison,
it will be with you from the bank. It shows 7 to 10 working days. Apart from that, believe me, there is nothing I can do for you. Because one, our account is flagged. Two, we had almost $30,000 in that account. You don't believe me? I'll show you. Give me 1 second. Stay on the call with me. I'm not allowed to do so, but
sure.
Stay with me.
Sure. Go ahead. You can send it to me. Go ahead. If you have 30,000, you should be able to send this back to me.
Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. I'm sharing you our state bank in my application, my mobile application, where I got the banking details. This is something which I'm
mm-hmm.
not ever allowed to share with someone, but since this is going
mm-hmm.
really absurd, the amount which got deducted from my account today, and it's showing pending of order 799, which was reverted just because of the dispute, I'm showing you this, but you do not have to tell anyone or someone that I showed you this, okay?
I understand. I will not. Mhm.
Here. Where shall I send it? Okay. Are you on the chat?
Mhm.
Okay. I'm sending on the chat. The internet on the phone is very slow. It's giving me lower bandwidth, but it's still uploading.
Mm-hmm. So I see it's pending from your account. So it's still sitting in your account.
It's pending because it's got reverted from our account. And it says 7 to 10 working days. That means it reverted from our account. It got minus. And my account is flagged because of that. You understand that. See, I already have more than 30,000 in the account. So that doesn't mean I won't be able to refund you 1,300. It's nothing for me. Okay? But the whole problem is that got us flagged. Now I need that payment anyhow again. So that the flagged payment will remove. I'll email them. I'll give them a case summary that, see, she paid it willingly. Somehow, I don't know, she said that I will need in writing from you on the email that you did not dispute it. I'll show to them that this is the email. She's agreeing that she did not dispute it. Please remove the flag. And she made this payment again on the account. And see, I reverted $13, $100 back as well. So this will save
Allison,
my account.
Allison,
I have more than $3,000 in that account. I cannot risk it for just $1,300.
I do. I see your account. It looks great. What I'm asking you is, if I'm sending you the money again, and you try to send it back again, you're telling me that this is going to happen again. I've already sent you, Allison, I've sent you $500 over 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
You can't even send me $500 back because it's going to be flagged? So if I send you another $1,300 and you send me $799 back, you're going to get flagged again? The two payments aren't making any sense.
Yes, that's you are taking it very wrong.
To send you more money doesn't make any sense.
See,
I'm not trying to frustrate you.
I'm not getting frustrated. I'll just tell you simple bank policies. Okay, when an account gets flagged, the same amount has to be deposited again from the client to make sure it wasn't done through scam purpose. Okay, they flagged the account. And they wait for us. They send us an email to give the summary that why did this happen? Why was the payment flagged? So what we do at that time, we tell the clients to do the same payment again. It shows that they willingly did it. They email us in the return as well that they did not dispute it. Do the payment again. We revert them complete amount back, and then we submit the summary to the bank. See, this is what happened. This is the written proof. We did not do it willingly, or neither she did it. Then why did this happen? So this removes our account from hold, okay? And we get our account back as well. Plus, you already, that $799 is gone from my side. Okay, I don't have that amount right now. And that had to be cleared before I send you the complete $1,300. You need to just understand this simple point. In order for me to return that $1,300, I need that $799 anyhow. But that is reverted. It's gone from my side, okay? It's not in my hand anymore. It's gone. I cannot just stop it or
so,
do so something
if,
to that
if
amount.
I don't have my money and you don't have my money, who has the money? Who has the $799? The bank?
Yep. The bank reverses in 7 to 10 working days. Whenever it goes to a disputed amount, the bank holds it. Have you ever disputed any amount online?
I have.
When I dispute the money,
it comes back within, I give it 3 days.
Yes. They write 7 to 10 working
because
days,
you,
but within
you call
3
the bank,
to 4 days, yes.
You call the bank, and they give you, if this is a valid charge, you say yes. So I'm confused why sending you, if you're going to already get the money back within, I say, 3 to 4 days, why you can't send it back to me. Because I have Chase. As you can see, I have Chase. I have Chase.
That reverted payment is coming to you, first of all, not me. That is not coming to me. Okay. The simple main line which I told you first as well, in order to refund $1,300, I need that $799. But I do not have that right now. Okay? That is not the scenario here. You will have that payment. They show 7 to 10 working days, but they revert in 3 to 4 working days. You want to wait? You just wait for it. You send that payment again to me, I'll do the $1,300. Without that, I cannot do anything because it's not in my hand. I told you first as well, in order to do the complete $1,300, I need that $799. You said, okay, we agreed, we did it. But that is gone from my side. Okay? That is gone. I don't have that. Just understand that thing. And this thing which I provided you on live chat, I'm even not allowed to do that. Okay? I may be fired for that. I showed the company's account. But I did it just to prove the point.
That's fine. You can prove the point. But we're still not on the same page. If I'm reading this email correctly, Chelsea Thompson was sent money through Chase QuickPay with Zelle. Your sender is registered with Zelle. That is me. That supports payment in real time. They'll usually get their payment in 7 to 10 business days. So why does it say we reverted a payment? If I'm understanding...
It's the bank. When the bank reverts it, it shows we reverted it.
Right. Revert means return to a previous state, practice, topic, etc. We revert it to his negative language, that we return it back. So is this payment going back to you, and then you expect me to pay it back to you?
It's not coming
to
me.
Or is this payment coming?
It's coming to you.
Is this payment coming to in 7 to 10 business days? So your account is now put on hold until I get my money in 7 to 10 business days.
No, this payment will come to you, okay? And once you do that again to me, I cannot do the $1,300 refund. That is what exactly I'm saying again and again. If you want to wait for that, just wait for it. But if you want complete refund, you have to make the payment again so I can get our account away from the red flag, okay? Because that has been provided a bad image with the bank. We do a lot of business with Chase, and we have a good credit score with them.
Okay. Allison, you really are only just giving me one option, which is to send you more money when the email does say the payment will receive in 7 to 10 business days. You are still holding on to the extra $500 that I did send you?
I have that. I agree with that.
If the payment comes in within 7 to 10 business days, I'm supposed to send you back the $799 and then I get back $500, or are you...
No, complete $1,300.
Going to send back the remaining $1,300.
Obviously, complete $1,300. Why would I send only $500?
I'm only asking because you only sent $799 the first time and didn't send the rest of the $500. So I guess I'm just trying to confirm what the next
steps
are.
I did not send this. It's reverted. When I send it, it shows you sent it. It's auto reverted. Why would I send $799 to you when the amount is $1,300? That's what you're not understanding. Okay, I did not do this. If I did it, why would I be angry on this? Okay, I would send you $1,300, not $799.
I'm not trying to keep you angry. I do see your email. So that Zelle payment that's from that Chase account that you just sent me, that is you sending money to me, correct? That is being reverted.
That is being reverted, right. And if I did it personally, it won't show reverted. It will show you sent. Okay, when you send someone, you get an email that you sent, Chelsea Thompson, 1300. It shows an email like that, right? It doesn't show
can
that
I, can you Can you send me a screenshot of my two payments that were sent to you?
That were sent to
you? That I sent to you, because I wasn't given, since you asked for confirmation from me to show that I sent it, I would like to see that money was sent to this account. So
you,
I need to see from September 23rd. September 23rd is when I sent both those payments. I need to see that money was sent to this account.
September 23rd, both payments? I don't think you did both payments on the same day. Did
you? I did. I did one through my Zelle with my Chase account, and I did one through Cash App. I did them both.
Cash App, the Cash App one, that is the billing manager's cash. Which cash app do you use? For the cash app one, I would have to again contact the billing manager. For the Zelle, I can check the account email. I would obviously have an email for that.
On the 23rd, I sent to a Kamaya Howell.
Yeah, that is the cash app. For that,
I would
have
to
contact her. Yeah, she would send me that Cash App receiving, okay? For the Zelle that you sent $799, obviously would have it in the email. Let me see. What's the date?
September 23rd.
September 23rd. Okay, stay on the call. Yeah, you stay with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your wish to call is not there. I'm just trying to get.
Because I see both my payments for $500 that was through my Zelle and the $310 that was through the Cash App. They have both went through on my account. You're not even there no more.
Wait. That's $799.
$500 through my cash. Mm-hmm. Through Chase, and I sent $310 through Cash App. Mm-hmm.
$310 was on Cash App, and $500 was on Chase, right?
$500 through Chase.
Zelle.
$310 through Cash App.
Total was $810.
Mm-hmm. That is what you told me.
Yeah, that was the Cash App. Okay, stay with me. I've texted Kamaya to... Okay, she sent that. Okay, I'm sending you this one, but I'm not sending you the complete screenshot, okay? I cannot just send all the screenshots on there. She
mm-hmm.
sent me an email, like, from the email screenshot, where you send the 500. Wait, I need to... She said just remove the other client's names. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading the other client's names. Yeah, it shows Chelsea Thompson sent you $500. You received the payment.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea Thompson sent you money through Chase QuickPay. Okay, yeah, here it is. Showing it to you on the chat. Here it is, 23rd September. She sent it from the email. There it is. You can check it. It says Chelsea Thompson sent you $500. You received the payment. Chelsea Thompson sent you money through QuickPay, send us registered September 2010. I removed the other client's names, obviously.
I only see the first one. I don't see the Cash App one. I only see the Chase.
Yeah, only the Chase one. The Cash App one, I have texted her. I'm waiting for a reply. I don't know where she is. You gotta wait for her. I've texted her, she's not on online right now. What's the time right now? Let me see. Oh, 9:52. Yeah, she might have left, but okay, I'm gonna wait for her until she replies me for the Cash App one.
Allison?
Yes.
So I'm asking what our next steps are. You're telling me to send you back $7.99, but that email says that money will be, I guess, distributed to me within 7 to 10 business days. Is that what you are saying?
Mm-hmm.
Am I reading that email correctly?
Yes, that'll be with you in 7 to 10 business days. I need that payment again. Either you send it today, tomorrow, I don't care. I just need that so I can revert the complete payment.
Allison, I would like your personal phone number or some way I can reach you because I feel like going through the chat is just a little excessive.
I have a business WhatsApp I use. You can take that.
I'm sorry?
I have a business WhatsApp. You can text me there. I'm online there 24/7.
You're on the line 24/7. Okay. So here's what I can do because I feel that going back and forth with the money and through the bank is a bit much. When did this email get sent to you?
Today.
It was sent today, so payment wasn't made on Friday like it was supposed to within 24 hours?
24 hours, yeah, it was made, but I got the email today. It would have been sent to you already, right? I wouldn't have
got that
at all. But I don't know why they stopped it and they never informed me before that. Because as per the process, you should have had the amount by Monday evening.
I should have had it by Monday. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, maximum Monday evening. That's it. Not more than that or maybe Tuesday morning. But I got this email today, so that means... But wait, Tuesday morning. Yeah, okay, that is correct then. Oh, yeah, I got it today. Let me see the time of the email. They did it in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. Yep,
okay.
They did it today.
So like I said, the going back and forth with the bank, it seems very excessive, especially since, like you said, it does hurt your business, and it does hurt the bank, and it hurts myself as well. I feel like it is only best that I'm going to go ahead and follow along with what this email says. It should be payment within 7 to 10 business days. So I'm going to count from today until, let's see, today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So 7 days is next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, they usually say 7 to 10, but it's usually, earlier than that. Maximum like 3 to 4.
Okay.
Should be there by Friday, I guess.
Okay. Great. And like I said, I have all my notifications from my bank as well to my phone, so I get emails, text message notifications. I'm going to keep an eye on it. If those 7 to 10 business days do not appear, me and you can still have this conversation again about the next following steps. But as of right now, it's in the bank's hands, correct?
Yep, it's totally in the bank's hands. Or if you had the same payment again, you would have done it today, I would have done it again. That's the case too.
Okay. So like I said, we're going to wait on these 7 to 10 business days, which is next Tuesday, and then 10 days is that Friday. Me and you can have a conversation again. And like you said, you're on the chat 24/7. You have my information. I have your information. We can continue this conversation.
Come on the chat.
Okay?
Come on the chat. You ask for my name. They'll transfer to me. But yeah, I'm working out 24/7 in a sense. They just call me and say, pick up the chat. But I come in the office after 3 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm here till 12 a.m. So that is the time I'm most available.
Okay. Good to know. I will keep these images that you've sent me as reference, and I will speak with you as quickly as I can when I get payment on my end. How about that?
Sure. No issues.
So we go ahead and close out this transaction with each other.
I really would want that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Allison, you have a great night.
You too.